From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Police released details on suspected gunmen in Copenhagen attacks. Danish police shot and killed a man Sunday suspected in the slayings of two people in Copenhagen Saturday. Authorities say the Denmark-born 22-year-old alleged gunman was fatally shot after he opened fire on officers near a train station. Police say his previous criminal record included violence and weapons offenses. Officials say no evidence suggests other gunmen were involved in the shootings, one at a free speech event and the other outside a Copenhagen synagogue. Denmark's intelligence chief says investigators believe the gunman was inspired by Islamic radicalism. Denmark's prime minister says the attacks will not change the country's embrace of free expression. Lisa Bryant reports.
Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt has described the attacks as a cynical act of terror. She visited Copenhagen's main synagogue on Sunday following the killing of a Jewish security guard.
Our thoughts goes to his family. We are with them today. But our thoughts goes to the whole of the Jewish community. They belong in Denmark. They are a strong part of our community. And we will do everything we can to protect the Jewish community in our country.
The shootings come just over a month after the attacks at Charlie Hebdo magazine and a kosher grocery store in Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A female suicide bomber in Nigeria killed at least 10 people and wounded 30 more Sunday when she blew herself up at a crowded bus station. The explosion occurred in the northeastern city of Domituro in Yobe State, with authorities and witnesses saying a girl managed to elude security at a checkpoint before setting off the blast. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is demanding that Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen restore the Sana'a government and immediately release the U.S.-backed president, Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi. Mr. Hadi and his ministers were detained last month when rebels toppled the government. The demands are included in a resolution adopted unanimously Sunday by the 15-member council. A new video purporting to show militants of the Islamic State terrorist group beheading 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians kidnapped in Libya surfaced. The video, released Sunday, shows several men in orange jumpsuits being led along a beach, each accompanied by a masked militant. The men are then made to kneel, and one militant addresses the camera in English before the men are simultaneously beheaded. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says Egypt reserves the right to respond to the mass beheadings. In his words, Egypt will choose the necessary means and timing to avenge the criminal killings. Italy closed its embassy in Libya and repatriated its staff amid ongoing violence in the country. Parallel governments and multiple armed militias are locked in an ongoing and deadly power struggle since the death of leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Pro-Russian rebels battling Ukrainian forces near the Russian border sought to modify a new truce deal Sunday, saying terms of the ceasefire agreement did not apply to the town where most of the fighting has been taking place this month. Rebel commander Eduard Basurin says that separatist fighters would not observe the truce in the key railway town of Debaltseve, where thousands of Ukraine troops are believed encircled by rebel fighters. Elsewhere along the front line separating the two sides, witnesses and officials on both sides Sunday reported relative calm. The U.S. Northeast is struggling once again to dig out from the latest in a series of blizzards that have blanketed the region in deep snow. The latest huge storm blasted through New England Sunday and dumped more than 30 centimeters in the city of Boston, which has seen more than 1.8 meters of snow since late January. But the snow is only part of the problem. Strong winds and bone-chilling temperatures as low as minus 23 Celsius are causing authorities to warn the public to stay inside as much as possible. Investigators in the southwest U.S. state of Texas are looking at whether a fire that destroyed part of an Islamic center was set on purpose. The blaze at the Cuba Islamic Institute in Houston last Friday includes a mosque and a school. There were no injuries. The space where the fire began was being used to store computer equipment, along with other material, for a renovation project. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.